Close your eyes and watch your breath, all the way in, all the way out. Try to maintain your awareness of the breath. If you have thoughts that go someplace else, you don't have to ride the thoughts, you stay right here. If you find that you have wandered off, just drop the thought and you'll be right back. It's important that you try to maintain some continuity here. Otherwise, the meditation doesn't develop much. The word meditation in Pali, Bhavana, means just that, to develop. If you look at the breath for a little bit, look at something else for a little bit, and keep wandering around, nothing much gets developed. But if you try to develop this one place, you find that you can discover lots of things in here that you wouldn't have seen otherwise. And John Lee compares it to digging a hole. If you dig here a few inches and over there a few inches and someplace else a few inches, you don't see what's really underground. There's gold underground. But if you just wander around digging here and digging there, you don't get down to it. You have to dig down, dig down, dig down. Now, sometimes you're going to hit a rock before. Some people give up at that point. In other words, you meet up with pain. But you have to learn how to understand the pain. Because pain is part of life. The Buddha said it's one of the things we just have to learn how to accept. Doesn't mean we don't do anything about it, but you have to accept the fact that it's going to be there. And you have to prepare the mind. So prepare your mind by developing powers of concentration, your powers of discernment. If you really discern it, you see the pain is one thing, your body is another thing, the mind is something else. You can separate things out like this, then you don't have to suffer from the pain. But if you see it's just one big lump, you don't have any discernment at all. It's going to bother you because it seems like your body is the pain, your mind is the pain. So you have to learn how to separate things out this way. As the Buddha said, this is the essence of discernment, is seeing things as separate. And this way the mind begins to loosen some of its burdens. Then it can focus on what it really needs to do, which is, at the very least, to maintain its human status. We're born as a human being, we've got a human body. But that doesn't guarantee that we've got the qualities of a human being. The qualities of a human being are that you're generous, you're virtuous, and you send thoughts of goodwill. This is what makes you a human being, in the complete sense, particularly with virtue. There are things that you can do that would be very easy to make money in the world, just take advantage of other people. But that's not what a human being does. After all, the word for human being in Pali, manusa, means a person with a high mind, lifted above the ordinary way of just getting and grabbing and gaining, which is the way of too many people in the world. They get a human body, but their minds are low on an animal level. So you want to make sure your mind is on a human level. So you start with a good, solid foundation inside. That way you're less tempted to break any of the precepts against killing or stealing or illicit sex or lying or taking intoxicants. And John Fun, who was a John Suwat's teacher, made the comparison. He said, just like a human being has five extensions on your body. You have two legs, two arms, one head. You need to maintain all five of the precepts to maintain your human status. Of the five, the precept against lying is the most important. That's your head. Because if you lie, then all the other precepts fall apart. So the Buddha was very, very strict about this. Of all the precepts, he said, this is the one that really makes you a human being. Because you've got a mouth that can say things. And we use it well. Don't use it to lie. Don't use it to engage in divisive speech, harsh speech, idle chatter. You went to all the trouble of gaining this human mouth. So use it well. Or in John Lee's phrase, bow down to your mouth every day. You went to all the trouble of becoming a human being, and you've got this ability to say truths. You can also say things that are false. Like when a dog barks, there's nothing true or false about the bark. But when a human being speaks, it's either true or false. So you've got to be really careful to maintain this human ability. To make sure that you maintain your status as a complete human being. Two legs, two arms, one head. Don't go missing any of your parts. That way, at the very least, you maintain your status, and it becomes a foundation for building a higher status, the status of becoming a deva, the status of reaching total freedom from suffering. It starts with this. This is why we repeat the precepts every week, to stress how important they are. So make sure that you maintain them in the course of the week. Don't just take them and throw them away when you leave the monastery. Keep them with you all the time. maintain your status, lift your mind about the common ways of the world. Think about what the world would be like if everybody observed the precepts. Newspapers would go out of business. News sites on the web would go out of business. All so much of the divisiveness in the world would end. Just with these five precepts. The Buddha tells us to be skillful in our behavior. And in some cases, it's up to us to notice what's skillful and what's not. But he says these five things are true across the board. You avoid killing, stealing, illicit sex, lying, and taking intoxicants. Once you've got that firmly in mind, then you're on a solid foundation.